The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I've heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Okay, so Jesus says, as we all know, this is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And of course, the power of any sentence is in the verb. Okay, so the question then becomes, let's understand as thoroughly and deeply as we possibly can what the word love means. And don't we use the word love to refer to so many different things, so many different meanings, like a shotgun blast full of a variety of meanings. I can tell you that I love a cold beer on a hot summer day. I love hiking in the Rocky Mountain West. Love it. Love, love, love. You know what else I love? I love a rainstorm just about this time of year. Oh, it's the best. Now, I don't love hail, and I don't love tornadoes, and I don't love uprooted trees, but I revert back to my childhood little boy self whenever those black clouds come this time. Just love it. Of course, when Jesus talks about love, he's talking about love in the deepest, truest sense of the term. And I've told you before, the meaning of the word love means doing what's best for somebody else no matter what it costs you. No matter what it costs you. There's your crucifix, right? Greatest symbol of love in the whole world. It doesn't matter whether the other person likes it or not. It doesn't matter whether the other person wants it or not. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not, or whether you want it or not. Either love means doing what's best for somebody else. And that phrase is what we want to understand better. What do we mean when we say what's best for somebody else? Okay. Whenever we talk about what's best for somebody else, for something else, do you realize you're assuming at that point that that other person or that other thing has a nature? And when you respect that nature, you're doing what's best for that thing or for that person. When you don't respect that nature, you are not doing what's best for someone else or for something else. So, for example, you just imagine a rose bush, okay? Rose bush has rose bush nature. And when you treat it like a rose bush is supposed to be treated, give it soil, give it sunlight, right? Give it rose bush food, whatever these things, whatever it is that makes them flourish, it's going to flourish because you treated it in respect with its nature. Don't feed your rose bush Coca-Cola. That's not in respect with its nature. It's not going to flourish. You know, I just heard recently about how much care these breeders give to these thoroughbred races. You know, these horse races, the Belmont, the Preakness, the Kentucky Derby happening right about now. The care, they choose this horse's diet with far greater care than you've ever chosen your own. You do not go to the drive-thru and come home and feed your thoroughbred McDonald's. Not if you want it to win the race. You got to respect its nature. Now, you're not a rose bush and you're not a thoroughbred horse. But there is one thing we have in common with them. We have a nature. You didn't choose it for yourself. You're male or you're female, and you're always a human being. God gave you your nature. And doing what's best for somebody else means respecting that nature. When you don't respect that nature, it's never best for somebody else. And that's why love always means keeping God's commandments. I mean, you can sin out of ignorance, right? It happens all the time. People don't know any better. You can sin out of weakness. I raise my hand, I confess every single day. I know what's right and I don't choose it because I'm just as weak as peanut brittle. But I want to tell you this. You can't sin out of love. Love is never acting against God's commandments. Never. Neither is it leading somebody else to break God's commandments. Question for you here. When God gives us a commandment, right? He talks about, let's say, thou shalt not steal. Does God command it because it's right? Or is it right because God commands it? In other words, could God have just as easily said, thou shalt steal? And the answer is no, he could not have. In the nature in which he's given us, his commandments are like the user's manual for what it means to be happy and healthy and flourishing and everything that God wanted you to be. So the commandments are always in accordance with our nature. It's never love. And we got to learn to stop calling it this. It's never love to lead somebody else to break God's commandments or to break them yourself. Might be ignorance, might be weakness. It's never love. Now, this isn't going to be very popular, but who cares? Reminds me of what Fyodor Dostoevsky once said about love. He said, love in action is a harsh and a dreadful thing compared with love in dreams. That's why the crucifix is the best image for love in action. We don't have a Valentine in the middle of our church. We don't have a smiley face, right? Love in action, a harsh and a dreadful thing. Jesus says, no greater love has no one than this, to lay down your life for someone else. And this is part of what it looks like, standing for what's true and good, whether or not it's popular. So it's never going to make you a friend of this world, but that's okay. Let's not even strive for that. Let's strive to listen to our Lord's commandments and to keep them and to become the friends of God. Amen.